right now might be a tough thing to do. And Owen Wimpy, the tip-off goes out of bounds off of Owen Wimpy. Winter going to start out with the basketball. And it's Gruel taking it out for the Warriors. Point guard Bednarski gets the ball at the top. Back to Gruel on the right side, on the wing, looking for his slasher. Winter works it around. Bednarski with the ball. Up top, top of the key, driving to the basket. Shot goes up. It's blocked. That was Colliander with the basket. But it's Bednarski with about an 8-foot jumper. It's 2-0 Winter Warriors. Warriors get a turnover. They attack the basket. That's Gruel. Misses. Rebound. Owen Withy. They're going to push up right side. Owen Withy with the ball against this 1-3-1 trap from the Warriors. And a takeaway, a steal by Winter. They're going to push ahead left side. And Bednarski with it. Now to the top of the key. They're going to set up their offense. It's a five-out offense looking for their slashers coming through. Gruel with the ball. Now it's on the right wing. They find down by the basket. No, it's taken away by Owen Withy. Owen Withy right side against this pressure. It's a tough defense with this length Winter produces here. And Owen Withy, they're going to drive. Here's a pull-up from the free throw line. It's short, rebounded by Owen Withy. And they kick it back out. And up to the top of the key, Owen Withy going to set up their offense. They work it to the left wing.
And key down to Sherwood.
And to the left side, now they're going to lob it in to Hankey by the basket, or is that Hattlefield? And he misses the layup. It's still 2-0 Warriors. Warriors going to push the other way. Here's Gruel with the ball and driving baseline, and shot goes up, and it's good. That one by C.J. Thompson. It's 4-0 Warriors. Loving this pace here, Steve. And they got a full court press on. Looks like kind of a 2-2-1 press. Owen Withy breaks it, and they're going to get a layup to the basket. It's 4-2.
Mason Gay on the board.
Mason Gay with the basket. Winter with the ball. Owen Withy going to press right back in a 1-2-2. Winter breaks the press. They have it top of the key, setting up offense. And driving again, C.J. Thompson all the way to the basket. It's good. No, they're going to call it with a charge. A charging call on C.J. Thompson. Owen Withy's loving it. And it may be a good call right there. He stepped in right in time. All right. Owen Withy takes the ball out. They get it in bounds. They're down 4-2. Warriors with the pressure. Owen Withy gets across half court. A shot right by the basket. That one's good. A left-handed layup from Gay. And we're tied up at 4. 15 minutes, 38 seconds to go. Warriors. They get it across half court. Here's Ruel. And there's a takeaway by Owen Withy, but he steps out of bounds. Boy, Steven, the pace right now is fast, upbeat.
Definitely favorite Winter.
Winter really wanting to push this pace. But Owen Withy doing a nice job getting a couple buckets, breaking the press. Here's the half-court offense from the Warriors, from the top of the key. Bednarski with the ball on the wing. Now up top to Colliander. And number 21, Pettit with the ball. Looks to get it in. Down by the basket. That shot no good from Gruel. Going the other way. Owen Withy, right side. Here's a layup. It's blocked. Nice block there by Colliander. And that was Hatfield trying to make that shot for the Blackhawks. It's 4-4. 15:08 to go here. Owen Withy with the ball. They take it out under their own basket. And it's Hatfield again. He's got it. They get into the low block. Kick it back out to him. The in-and-out game. Now from the top of the key. Shot goes up.
Hey,
3-point shot is good. Mason Gay with all the points here tonight. It's 7-4. Owen Withy. Winter breaks the press of the Blackhawks. Get pass. Down by the block. Here's Thompson. He's blocked. Nice block there. Yeah, Hedlstad with a big block on the shot. And they're going to try to break this press. They have the time. 14:32 to go. It's 7-4. Owen Withy with the lead. And that's Hattlestad from the top. Kicks it to the wing. Looking to get it into the low block. Nope, they reverse it. And Gay to the basket. He gets it stripped from him. Warriors. And Hattlestad tries taking it away. And he's going to be called with a foul of Owen Withy. and it's going to be Winter Warrior basketball with 14:16 to go. It's 7-4 right now, Steve. It's a playoff atmosphere in here right now. I'm loving it, Steve.
Yeah, good recovery there by Carter Pettit with the strip of the ball there.
You got it. Warriors break the press, get across half court. Here's a skip pass. Skip pass to Gruel. Back over other side to Pettit. Pettit to Gruel. Skip pass to Bednarski. They get it down in the block to Gruel. Shot goes up. It's missed. It's rebounded by Owen Wimpy. Winter takes it back away, though. Pump fake. Shots up. That one's missed. Owen Withy, they're going to settle down a little bit and take it up court. Owen Withy crosses half court. They get it down to the baseline. They're up 7-4. 13:42 to go. Here's Gay from the right side. It's good.
Jason Gay on fire.
Jason Gay on fire makes it 10-4. Owen Withy, 13:30 to go. The pace is favoring Owen Withy. Here's a steal from Owen Withy. All the way coast to coast. Layup is good.
Coleman Prince with the bucket.
And it's 12-4, 13:17 to go. And a steal by Owen Withy, right side. And Owen Withy going to settle it down a little bit. Skip pass up to the top. Gay has it, settles things down. And Winter in a man-to-man defense right now. And they lob it over the top.
Then Hankey.
And Hankey with the easy layup. It's 14-4 right now. Owen Withy is leading the Winter Warriors. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Winter Electric proudly salutes the Winter Warriors boys basketball team on an outstanding season. Best of luck on your tournament journey from our team of expert electrical contractors offering a spectrum of home and emergency services. As family-owned and operated business, Winter Electric is honored to sponsor this live broadcast of Winter Warrior Tournament Play on 98.3 FM. Visit us on Turcotte Road in Winter, Wisconsin. Let's electrify the court together.
And we're back here. Jeff Haken and along with Steve Peters. We're in Medford, Wisconsin. It is sectional semifinals, Steve. The Winter Warriors taking on the Owen Withy Blackhawks. And the Owen Withy Blackhawks coming out on fire here. 13 minutes to go. They're up 14-4. And they get another steal off of Brother and going the other way. Here's a layup and one. Owen Withy with the basket.
Dominic Shorward on the transition bucket. Great job out there by Owen Withy. I believe that one was caused by
it was
paddle standard.
Yeah, and it was Carter Pettit getting called for the foul on the layup. It's 16-4. Owen Withy going for the three-point play. Shot is up. It's no good. Rebounded by Gruel and pushed up court the other way. And that one's going to be out of bounds on Winter. The defense from the Blackhawks, they're getting a lot of touches here tonight, Steve.
Yeah. Colin Fritz with good hands on that one.
Yes, there's been a lot of steals, a lot of turnovers. It's Owen Withy with the ball. Adelstad from the top. He almost loses it. Keeps control.
Cross-court pass.
Yeah, good cross-court pass. And the Blackhawks get it across half court. They split the defense, kick it to the corner. Makes it game. Says, give me some more. 12:45 to go.
It's a miss, yeah. Yeah, 13 coming in, averaging
it's
eight.
19-4. That's how you play sectionals. And Gruel can't get anything to go. He misses the layup. 19-4 right now. 12:11 to go. The Blackhawks with the ball. They get across half court. Warriors in the press. Mason Gay having a ball game. Almost gets the assist. And he drops off the dime down to number 10.
Dominic Sherwood.
And that Sherwood gets fouled. He's going to go to the line.
I can't remember, but I think Mason Gay, in our exposure to him earlier this year, had a great game against Phillips as well, as a really quality player.
Yes, he is. We're seeing it right now, the shooting. Hey, it's about confidence. First free throw is good. It's 20-4. Owen Withy leading the Winter Warriors right now. 12:02 to go in this first half. And at the line is Dominic Sherwood. Second free throw is good. It's 21-4. And the Warriors get it in. Cross half court. They break the press. And a nice baseline drive. A miss, but a putback by Gruel. First basket for him. It's 21-6. And he's showing what he's able to do out on the court with the offensive rebound and the putback. Owen Whiffy gets it ahead. They find a guy by the basket. Shot goes up. That one's good. It's 23-6. Owen Whiffy running away with his first half here. Warriors trying to find something, rhythm going on offense. A nice pass to Benorski by the basket. It's missed. Rebound by Gruel. And Gruel fouled. He's going to go to the free throw line. So we're seeing a little bit of what Gruel can do there, Steve.
A lot of space, a lot of players catching up to the floor.
Yeah, it's 23-6 right now. There's 11:24 to go. Gruel at the line. First free throw goes up. It's short. And we're going to give Gruel the best hair of the night, without a doubt here, hands down. And this guy's mullet. This guy's mullet's got a mullet. And second free throw up. That one is good for Gruel. And they're going to keep the press on. And Owen Whiffy gets it in. Gay with the ball. He picks it up over to Hattelstad. And Owen Whiffy breaks the press. They get across half court. And Owen, Winter Warriors working hard on defense. Gay steps into a three. Oh, my gosh, it rimmed out. The place would have came down if he made that one. 11:06 to go, 23-7. Owen Whiffy on top. Bednorski says, give me a chance. He hits a big three. Bednorski makes it 23-10. And Steve, it feels like a game again.
It does. Yep.
13 points isn't a big deal. And Owen Whiffy trying to break that press. Winter sticking with their game plan. And here we get a steal, almost a steal. Bednorski tips it out of bounds. And they stopped the bleeding. The Warriors did stop the momentum run there, Steve. And starting to get back into this game. They've won the last minute of the game.
Bednorski coming in with 107 three-pointers. They'll need a few more of those to get back in this.
And Owen Whiffy gets it in. Gay's going to put up another three. Heat check. It didn't go, but rebounded. There was a block there by Winter. And attacking the basket is Thompson. He gets it. And one. They call the blocking foul. I don't know how. Maybe because he was underneath him.
Yep. I think that's the ruling there.
It
looked like he got there in time.
Yeah, it sure did, Steve. And going to the basket is Thompson. And Thompson going to go for the and-one situation. He's going to try to make this a 10-point ball game. Winter clawing back into this. 10:33 to go. Thompson shot up. It's good. It's a 10-point ball game. 23-13. Owen Whiffy gets the ball in against the press from the Warriors. Almost a steal from Thompson. Hattelstad gets it ahead. Owen Whiffy breaks the press. Hattelstad from the top gets it to Hanke. Hanke, skip back to Gay. He's open. Pump fake. He's going to drive in. Pulls up. Stop. Good from Gay from about 8 feet. 25-13. He gets the steal. Here's Gay again from 8 feet. That was good. 27-13.
17 points for Mason Gay already.
In the first 8 minutes of the ball game, he's having a good time here tonight. 10 minutes to go. 27-13. Winter with the ball. They get it in to Gruel. Here's a deep shot from Thompson. That one no good. Rebounded by Gruel. He puts it up. That one is good. 27-15. And Owen Whiffy gets it in. Owen Whiffy in their white uniforms working right to left. The Warriors in their red. Owen Whiffy almost turns it over. They do. The Warriors get the steal. They kick it ahead. Here's Thompson. Euro step. Shot goes up. It's good. 27-17. I'm going to lose my voice at the end of this one, Steve. 9:19 to go. Loving this ball game. Gay with the turnover. Back to Thompson. And they're going to get him with the stars. What a play. What a try by Gay on that one. I think it was a foul on Gay, but it was a close one.
He sold it real well.
9:13 to go. Taking my sweatshirt off. Jeff Haken and Steve Peters. Bringing you this call here in Medford. It's Reader Sectional Semifinals. 9:10 to go here. It's the Owen Whiffy Blackhawks leading the Winter Warriors, 27-17. Warriors turn it over. It's going to the Warriors. Owen Whitby turned it over, I should say. And we're going to get a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. Thank goodness I need it, Steve. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Get ready for slam dunks and victory cheers. Bob and Sharon of Biller Realty are cheering on the Winter Warriors in their tournament journey. Big shout out to their great-grandson, Carter Pettit, rocking the court as number 21. Congrats on the winning season. For all of your property needs, trust Biller Realty, your go-to in Winter, Wisconsin. Check out their listings at BillerRealty.com, a proud sponsor of Winter High School Basketball on 98Q Country.
And Steve Peters, we're going to go real quick over our new sponsors from Winter. Top Design Hair Studio in Winter, Lakewood Cafe in Winter, Winter Cooperative, Dave Cecil, Builders of Birchwood, Hungry Run Trucking and Excavating of Winter, Thompson Excavating of Winter. Winter has the ball right now. Bednorski steps out of bounds. It's going to go the other way. Winter Electric, Biller Realty of Winter, TP Land Services of Winter, J&A Construction of Ojibwa, and the Bling Pig of Winter. Thanking all of our sponsors. Owen Withy with the ball. There's 9 minutes to go. It's 27-17. Adelstad is going to take it out for the Blackhawks. He gets it in. Kicks it over to Gay. Gay ahead. We got a new guy in the lineup. And a wild play. Adelstad scores on it. It's 8:45 to go here. It's 29-17. Warriors with the ball. From the wing. Skip pass. Shot goes up. It's no good. Rebounded by Owen Withy. On the miss was Colleander. And Owen Withy with the ball. They break the press. They get across half court. 8:23 to go. First half, it's 29-19. Owen Withy, Blackhawks leading the Winter Warriors here in Medford. It's sectional semifinals. Owen Withy gets it down by the basket. We remember this guy.
Yep.
He misses it. Kretzer
with the travel. It looks like he got away with one.
Yep. And going the other way. And Gruel picks it up at half court. Gives it over to Bednorski. Bednorski settles things down for the Warriors. Over right side to Pettit. And an offensive foul on Bednorski. I didn't see it.
Yep.
We'll see what they call. They got it with a body and elbow. Kind of an illegal screen maybe on Bednorski. That's his second foul. And it's going to be Owen Withy basketball. 29-17, 7:55 to go in the first half. Owen Withy gets the ball in.
Sherwood.
Sherwood over to Gay. Gay, left side. Skip pass. Adelstad gets it. He puts it up from about 6 feet. Gets it to go. 31-17. Owen Withy on a run of their own. We're going to get a foul on Owen Withy. That's going to be on number 10, Dominic Sherwood. And it's going to be Winter basketball side out of bounds. And checking in, Ryan Nelson for the Blackhawks. Sitting down is Sherwood. And that in for the Warriors, too, that Jack Medler is a force for them. He's a piece of that puzzle in the offense in the post. Here's the Warriors with the ball. And Colleander right to the basket, scores, and makes it 31-19. Owen Withy pushes. Gay, right side. Back to him. He's open from three. He's still feeling it. Hits the three.
20 points for Mason Gay.
34-19, 7:10 to go. And Winter trying to get some more baskets here. They got the ball. Colleander gets it into Gruel by the basket. Up and under is no good. He gets his own rebound. The putback is good.
He flexes.
34-21. He kind of plays like Moses Malone, Steve.
He sure does.
And Gay with the ball to Hadfeld. Owen Withy trying to break the press. They get across. Adelstad back up top. Here's Gay open from three again. No way. It's no good. Rebound by the Warriors. 6:30 to go. It's 34-21. Warriors down. They get it down to the corner. It's Colleander with the ball in the corner. To Bednorski. Bednorski gets it to Gruel. right side to Thompson. Thompson drives. I like his style. Right side. Basket's good. That was really athletic. It's 6:13 to go. 34-23. Owen Whitney trying to cross half court. Gay gets it across. Almost stripped away. They're letting the hands play a lot. They're going to foul in the Maryland North. And it's Hattelstad from the left wing for Owen Whitney. He's going to pull up from three. That's an air ball. 5:50 to go. It's going to be winter basketball. 34-23. And we got subs coming in for winter. And that's number three, Logan Hadamaki, along with who else came in there? Was that number 11, Cole Pettit?
Yeah, Cole Pettit.
Ben Norski to Gruel. To Thompson. To Ben Norski. He drops it down to the basket. Here's Gruel with it. Wild shot goes up. Owen Whitney on the rebound. Taken away by Thompson. Going to stay with Winter. Thompson getting a little fed up with a lot of the physicalness of this game here. It's physical out there. They're letting them play.
You see that a little bit here in sectionals. But
yeah. It allows this tempo to be playing. The refs could totally stop it. They're not. Owen Whitney gets across half court. Owen Whitney doing a nice job breaking this press.
Yeah, they really haven't had any problems at all.
5:18 to go. It's 34-23. Didn't even realize we're back to an 11-point game here, Steve. It's a ball game.
Yeah, credit to Winter to hang in there.
Yeah, they're stop the bleeding every time. Gruel with a big block.
He's had a couple of them already.
He has. Here's Gay. He's going to attack. He shoots from about 8 feet. No good. Hankey with the rebound. The putback. No good. Gruel with the rebound.
Has he got a double-double already?
I don't know. He might here. And Ben Norski. Shot goes up. Oh, it just rims out. Ben Norski doing a great job trying to get stopped up against the length of the Blackhawks.
Yeah, Ben Norski coming in about 36% on the year from three. Again, 107. He's put up about 350 of them this year.
Yeah, it was third foul or foul on number three. Is that Hadamaki? It's team six foul. Next one, they're going to be in the bonus. And Blackhawks going to take it in against this 2-on-2 press. And they push baseline. They get across half court. Hankey stuck in the corner and gets around the press, okay, around the trap. Great job by them. They're really doing a good job avoiding these traps.
And you usually see a guy that's 6'5 in the corner. They're not going to put on the deck. He really did a nice job looking out there.
And tipped out of bounds by Thompson. And Owen Whitney going to stay with the ball. Get it into Sherwood. Sherwood up top. Owen Whitney with the ball against the man-to-man defense from the Warriors. Thompson pressuring the ball. Love the energy from these kids. Thompson especially out there right now on the defensive end. And here's Sherwood attacks the basket. Big block off the backboard. I don't know who got it, but it bounced to half court. It was either Gruel or Thompson. Gruel blocked off by Hankey trying to drive baseline and kicks it out to Thompson. Thompson. Get pass. And I'm sorry, that was Pettit with the ball, not Thompson. Pettit's on the bench right now here. I've been calling Pettit Thompson. You know what I meant. The people at home don't. They're wondering where's Pettit. Sorry, Winter. I'm getting to know these kids yet. They both got black hair. That's all I know. So Winter down right now, 34-23. There's just under 4 minutes to go. The Warriors playing fabulous basketball, though. Love what I'm seeing here. It was just Gay with that big start. And here's, wow, another big shot from Owen Whitney. That's 2 points right there. Makes it 36-23. The Warriors almost turn it over. And it's tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Warriors. It's 36-23. Owen Whitney leading the Winter Warriors with 3:35 to go here in this first half.
Never seen a pace like this. And this is just kind of bananas.
It is. It is up and down.
Stretches of it. But
yeah. Caliander with the ball. And Winter turns it over trying to get it in the low block. Owen Whitney going to push right side.
Fritz.
To Sherwood. To Hankey. Hankey. Right side. To Hattelstad. Back up top, they're working the ball around. Owen Withy.
Wendler.
Taking a little bit of a break here. This is as slow of a tempo as we've seen all game here so far. You wonder what fatigue is going to affect either one of these teams. The Warriors used to it as Owen Withy working the ball around the perimeter. Adelstad up top, thinking about driving it in. They're going to keep working it. 2:46 to go. Sherwood with the three and gets it to go. It's 39. They only gave him two on it. They've got 38-23. I think that was a three-pointer. Colliander's going to try from three. That one no good. Rebounded by Benorski. He's a scrapper. Shot goes up, blocked by Hanke. And Owen Withy going to slow it down.
That's the shot there.
Sherwood with the ball. Taken away, no. He stays with it. They're going to get a foul on Winter. I think that's going to put Sherwood at the line. And then Potomacki with the foul. He almost got the steal.
Great pressure on his part. Just got,
yeah.
Ran into the offender.
All right, checking in now. Carter Pettit back into the lineup. Haven't seen C.J. Thompson for a minute. And Sherwood set to shoot his first free throw. 2:18 to go in this first half. It's 38-23. Free throw, first one good for Sherwood. If you love fast-paced basketball, Steve, we're in the right place.
Oh, that is the fact.
Second free throw for Sherwood is up. That one's good as well. It's 40-23. I think Owen Withy is missing a point on the scoreboard. I thought that one was a three-pointer. They gave him two. We'll see. Owen Withy gets a steal, and that's gay to the basket. He's got pep in his step here today. And right side, Winter gets the cross half court. Colliander, they're going to get him with a travel as he was trying to break up a trap from Owen Withy.
That's why they didn't call a timeout there.
Yes, 2 minutes to go. They got the timeouts, I believe. 2 minutes to go. It's 42-23. Gay gets it to Hanke. He gets across half court. Hanke uses his size. It's taken away by Winter. Gruel with the ball. He's going to push right side. Try to go baseline. And, oh, it goes off of Gruel. Gruel tried to save it off of Hanke. It bounced off his leg. And it's going to be Owen Withy ball as Hattelstead checks in right now for Owen Withy. Checks in for Wendler.
Good job by Hanke walling off there and forcing to the baseline.
Minute 48 to go. It's 42-23. Just like that, back to a big lead for Owen Withy. And Gay drops it off to Hanke. Hanke back to Gay from 6 feet. It's Gay again. Kid averages 8 points. I think he's got almost 30.
24 already.
24. And Pettit with the ball breaks the press. Drewell gets it tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Warriors. And Gruel getting a little fed up with the physicalness of this game. There's a lot of hand tipping that they're not calling. The ref told him to settle down. He gets the ball in. Back to Gruel. Gruel pump fake, and he gets called, or he doesn't get called for the foul. Foul called on him on the drive. Gruel is going to be side out of bounds. The fifth team foul for Owen Withy. Gay gets a break. Impressive start for him. Is he a senior?
He is a junior.
A junior. And getting it in to the Warriors. And what happened there? Turnover. I had my head down. Turnover by the Warriors.
Cole Pettit in the corner took his eye off the ball here.
Minute 15 to go. It's 44-23. Owen Withy gets it in. Sherwood guarded at the top by Pettit. Left side. Going to trap. They get it ahead, and boy, Owen Withy is good at breaking his press. A big, big block there by the basket by Gruel. And that was a big, big batter, a big block coming out of nowhere for him.
Especially the way he did it, too. I mean, looked like a layup.
Yeah, minute 03 to go here. Owen Withy gets it in down by the block. Here's another three-point shot up, and that one good. My goodness. Colin Fritz makes it 47-23. Bednorski across half court, throws that one out of bounds, trying to get it down by the basket. Winter in a little bit of a struggle rut, we'll call it right here. It's 47-23. 50 seconds to go first half, but not giving up. Winter almost gets the steal.
Zone with the guard. They're really showing up to play 35 points in between the two.
And that was Cole Pettit, the senior, tipping it out of bounds. Owen Withy gets it in. Pettit on the ball. Gruel almost gets a block on it, but they get it ahead. They're going to have to pull off this press. And that was another basket by Sherwood. It's 49-23, 32 seconds to go. Gruel, there's a steal. Other way again. Sherwood's going to get the layup. It's 51-23, 21 seconds to go. Gruel gets it to Pettit. Pettit through the trap. Gruel pump fake right by the basket. He gets it. 51-25, 10 seconds to go. Adelstad. Owen Withy with the ball. Back to Adelstad. 5 seconds. To Hanke. Three. Here's Adelstad. Last shot is no good. Final score at the end of the first half. 51-25. That's the final score of some games. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a six-minute timeout. We're going to get some commercial breaks in over there. We're going to come back in 6 minutes for the Forward Bank halftime show.
Take the hometown approach with TP Land Services in Winter, Wisconsin. Trust Terry and his reliable equipment for your mulching, trail building, and fall food plot needs. Think of TP Land Services for your tree removal and stump grinding needs, too. Terry's all about meeting rigid requirements with a flexible approach. Call TP Land Services at 715-492-1102 to get a jump on that spring trail or fall food plot today. Terry and the team would like to issue a congratulations to the Winter Warriors on an excellent season. Go Warriors from TP Land Services in Winter, Wisconsin.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls, or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless, zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives.
Congratulations to the Winter Warriors on your winning season from Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Shoot for greatness on and off the court. We're in your corner with quality furniture, dining sets, mattresses, sectionals, and more. With locations in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin, we are your family-owned furniture destination. Proud sponsors of high school sports, and we're thrilled to support Winter Warriors High School Basketball on 98Q Country.
Get that winning look at Top Design Hair Salon in Winter, Wisconsin. Sandy, a proud local, cheers on the Winter Warriors as they chase victory into the state tournament. A special shout out to the team and her nephew, Carter Pettit. Thanks for making our community proud. Tune in to 98Q Country for all the tournament action. Top Design Hair Salon is thrilled to support our hometown heroes. Go Warriors! Score big this Friday at Lakewood Cafe in Winter, Wisconsin. Join us for a fish fry frenzy featuring deep fried or baked cod, jumbo shrimp, fish tacos, or a mouth-watering shrimp and fish combo. From 11 to 8 p.m., indulge in savory delights to fuel your weekend. Jill sends her congratulations to the Winter Warriors, especially her grandson, Carter Pettit. Let's cheer them on to victory in their tournament play and catch all the action on 98Q Country. Lakewood Cafe, where every bite is a slam dunk.
Winter Co-op Grocery and Hardware Hank proudly salute the Winter Warriors boys basketball team on an amazing season. Keep those victories coming in tournament play. We're your one-stop shop for groceries and hardware, conveniently located on South Main Street in Winter, Wisconsin. Honored to sponsor this special tournament game broadcast on 98Q Country, Winter Co-op Grocery and Hardware Hank, supporting our community on and off the court.
Aim for victory and congrats to the Winter Warriors boys basketball team on a winning season. brought to you by Dave Cecil Builders from Birchwood, Wisconsin. As a second-generation company, we've been the region's premier builder for over 45 years. Trusted and true for all your building projects. Dave Cecil Builders is proud to sponsor this tournament game broadcast on 98Q Country. Let's build success together.
Hi, this is Audrey Heckman, here to tell you about the Heckman Auction app and how easy it is to use. It can be downloaded free on Apple and Android devices. This is an easy, accessible way to keep track of your favorite items or find something new. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
You will find the usual with the unusual at HeckmanAuction.com. Heavy equipment, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, furniture, coins, jewelry, and much more. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah!
From demolition to driveways, hauling, and everything in between, including food plots and walkout basements, Hungry Run Trucking Excavating can handle it all. We're proud to wish the Winter Warriors great success in tournament play and to sponsor this game broadcast on 98Q Country with locations in Winter and Loretta, Wisconsin. Count on Hungry Run for top-notch service. Whether it's excavating or trucking needs, trust Hungry Run Trucking Excavating to deliver excellence on and off the court. Don Thompson & Sons Excavating in Winter, Wisconsin proudly supports the Winter Warriors boys basketball team. Congratulations on a stellar season and best of luck in the tournaments. With over 50 years of service to Sawyer County and the surrounding communities, we handle all your excavation needs from basements to septic systems, site development, gravel hauling, soil testing, and more. Find us on Thompson Road in Winter, Wisconsin. Catch tournament game coverage on 98Q Country. Brought to you in part by Don Thompson & Sons Excavating.
Get ready for slam dunks and victory cheers. Bob and Sharon of Biller Realty are cheering on the Winter Warriors in their tournament journey. Big shout out to their great-grandson, Carter Pettit, rocking the court as number 21. Congrats on the winning season. For all of your property needs, trust Biller Realty, your go-to in Winter, Wisconsin. Check out their listings at BillerRealty.com, a proud sponsor of Winter High School Basketball on 98Q Country.
Hey, and we're back here. Jeff Haken, and along with Steve Peters here in Medford, Wisconsin. It is sectional semifinals, and it is the Winter Warriors taking on the Owen Withy Blackhawks. And one of the more entertaining games we've seen all season long. It is fast-paced, up and down, just like Winter likes it. The only difference is Owen Withy's got their kryptonite. They're able to break this press and score on the other end. Right now, it's halftime. It's 51-25. The Owen Withy Blackhawks are leading the Winter Warriors right now. And this is the Forward Bank halftime show. We're going to go over some of our leading scorers here real quick. And what do we got here? Is that Mason Gay leading the way with 24 for Owen Withy. It's Dominic Shorewood with 10. Colin Fritz with 11. And Quinn Hattelstad with 4. For the Winter Warriors, it's Gunnar Grudel with 9. C.J. Thompson with 9. Adam Bednorski with 5. And Malte Kaliander with 2. That's the scoring leaders here for both teams. And, you know, the Winter Warriors are fighting tooth and nail right to the end. I love how they're playing. There's no give up at all. They closed this within to, 10 points at one point. But really, you know, playing the lottery here with this press and trying to keep this high tempo. Hey, they're sticking with what they do. It's not working out so well right now, but it's not due to lack of effort or anything like that. This Owen Withy team, a really good team over here, handles the ball, doesn't turn it over, very well coached. And Mason Gay for them is having a career night. He averages 8 points a game. He's got 24 in this first half.
Yeah, so we're talking to one of the other radio stations covering this game, and we heard 75% shooting for Owen Withy. Can they keep it up? Hopefully not for Winter. They're going to have to improve their transition defense, get back, stop some of these easy buckets, and they're in constant catch-up mode when they're impressed. And this Owen Withy team is doing a really good job breaking it, getting some open looks in transition. So that'll be something we'll have to show it off.
Yeah, this game is so fast-paced, Steve, that the Warriors are down by 26 points right now. It doesn't feel like it.
It doesn't, no.
It doesn't at all. Like, every time I look up at the clock, it's, they're back to 11 points, and now, it's 20 again. But that's the pace of this game, the style that the Warriors play. This is the first time we've been able to see Winter play. We've heard a little bit about him, this and that. Not kept a big eye on him. But, you know, you guys watching at home or listening at home got to be really proud of your team here and your town. And we like to do a little section or a little session called Faces in the Crowd. I don't see any that we know. We see Roy Kirkmeyer here. I see Catherine Heckendorf, and I see Jason Robb and family over here. I can't tell you, but there's a lot of good-looking people from Winter watching this game here right now. There's about a minute left here in this halftime right here. What we're going to do, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout. We're going to come back here for the start of the second half.
J&A Construction of the Ojibwa area is a proud supporter of the Winter Warriors basketball team and would like to congratulate the Warriors on a successful season. Go Warriors from J&A Construction of Ojibwa, Wisconsin. Contact Josh and the team at J&A Construction for all of your contracting, construction, and remodeling needs by calling them at 715-558-5051. J&A Construction in Ojibwa, Wisconsin, your proud hometown Winter Warriors sponsor.
Winter Electric proudly salutes the Winter Warriors boys basketball team on an outstanding season. Best of luck on your tournament journey from our team of expert electrical contractors offering a spectrum of home and emergency services. As family-owned and operated business, Winter Electric is honored to sponsor this live broadcast of Winter Warrior Tournament Play on 98.3 FM. Visit us on Turcotte Road in Winter, Wisconsin. Let's electrify the court together.
And we're back here, Jeff Hakeman, along with Steve Peters in Medford, Wisconsin. It's sectional semifinals. It is the Owen Withy Blackhawks 51, the Winter Warriors 25. It's the start of the second half. The Blackhawks going to start out with the ball here. Gonna see. I don't know if you have any changes when you have a pace like this. It's keep going. Don't turn over the ball.
Yep.
Things like that right there. So there we go. Pettit on the ball, guarding tightly. And the Warriors with the energy on defense, loving what I'm seeing here. Owen Withy going to try to, I'm thinking, slow things down a little bit. And it's a nice pass from Adelstedt down to Hanke. 2 points for Owen Withy. It's 53-25, 17:38 to go here in the ball game. Pettit across half court to Gruel. Gruel, pump fake, gets it down. A nice pass from Colander back to Gruel for 2 points, the give and go. And it's 53-27.
One trip at a time. That's what they need to do here.
Absolutely. Thompson on the pressure. They look confident. Owen Withy breaks the press, but they're going to pull it out. And driving in, kicking back. Here's Gay. He's going to keep going. Oh, my gosh, it's good. Mason Gay says, it's my night.
A day.
17 minutes to go here. It's 56-27. And a steal by Owen Withy, and that Adelstedt to the basket for the layup. 58-27. And you roll the dice with this style of play, and this is what you get, Steve. You can get a lopsided win or a lopsided loss. And Pettit's going to drive all the way to the basket. A powerful move. Oh, he misses the layup. Rebounded Owen Withy and going the other way. But Pettit's right there to play defense. Warriors on the ball. Skip pass ahead is stolen by Gruel. Picks it up. Here's Bednarski. Finally gets an open three, and he hits it. They know he can shoot the ball, and they've been on him. They left him alone that time. He makes the three. It's 58-30. Hanke trying to get across half court. They got some tall players to keep that ball high and keep away from the Warriors' defense. Mason Gay drops the dime to Hanke. He dunks it, throws it down. The two-step, drop-step, slam dunk. Big play from Owen Withy, a momentum maker right there at 60-30, 15:50 to go. Winter with the ball. Cully Anderson says, your dunk was worth two, but my three is worth three. 60-33. And Owen Withy, I'm sorry. Yeah, Owen Withy with the ball. There's Hanke again. Taken away by Thompson, but taken back away by Adelstedt, and it's going to be a foul on Thompson. 15:30 to go here. Nothing but energy and excitement in the building, Steve. Yeah. I didn't even have to bring my own tonight. Adelstad's going to take it out for the Blackhawks.
It's going to be Thompson's third personal.
And Mason Gay gets it across to Sherwood. They break the half court. Owen Whitney with the ball, working left to right. Reverse it. Almost taken away by the Warriors. Owen Whitney's going to play a different style this second half. They're not going to give Winter the chance to win. Owen Whitney would rather play this slowdown style and win the game by 10 points than, you know what I mean, give Winter a chance. Here's Gay, though. He says, you leave me open. I'm putting it in. Goodness, that's 29 for him. He banks it in. Mason Gay says, we want to go to sectional finals. Here's Hattelstead. He throws it down one-handed. Two big men for Owen Whitney with two slam dunks. It's 64-33, 14:40 to go. And again, Thompson matches it. He says, your dunk is worth two. I'm going for the three-point play. Thompson going to the free throw line after the make and the foul. It's 64-35. Thompson going to shoot a free throw. Boy, are we at a Phillips Loggers girls basketball game or what? This case we haven't seen since that. Thompson, free throw up. That one's good. Three-point play for him. 14:34 to go. And takeaway from the Warriors. Here's Pettit with it. He goes behind the back, between the legs. Bednarski from the corner. Oh, it's no good. Rebound to Caliander. He's fouled. It's going to be Winter basketball under their own basket. 14:25 to go. It's 64-36. And that's the third foul on Colin Fritz, coming in for him, number 34, Kohler. Caliander taking it out. He finds Grell right by the basket. Grell misses. And what are we going to get here? A foul, I believe, on Grell.
Grell, yep.
Hey, Grell was all in on that rebound. He went all for it. Ended up going over the back of Hattelstead, who was in great position on it right there. Owen Whitney playing good basketball right now, Steve. Yes, yeah. I can see how they beat that Rib Lake team the other day, watching them right now. 14:22 to go, 64-36. Hattelstead with the ball. Mason Gay to Hanke. Up to Shorewood. He gets through the pressure, hands it off. Easy basket, give and go for Owen Whitney. That's Bowler with the basket. Bednarski going to take it up. Owen Whitney backing off of their 1-3-1 a little bit. And causing it was Mason Gay, and he's going to get another left-handed layup. 31 points for him. 13:52 to go in this ball game. 68-36. I want to come play ball in Winter, Steve.
Right.
Pump fake Thompson. Bednarski. This is like AAU basketball right here. Pettit, pump fake, drives in. Shot goes up. It's good.
Carter Pettit.
13:30 to go. It's 68-38. Gay turns it over. Caliander, Euro step by the basket and one. Draws the foul on Mason Gay, who tried to draw the charge. And Caliander, and hey, this Winter team attacks the basket, and they're getting to the line. It's got to be the fifth and one situation we've seen here tonight. And checking in for Winter, number three, Logan Hatamaki. Sounds like a Finlander to me. 13:22 to go here, 68-40. There's a full timeout on the court. We're going to send it back to 98 Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
And we're back, guys. Jeff Haken and Steve Peters here in Medford, Wisconsin. It's sectional semifinals. It's the Winter Warriors 40 and the Owen Withy Blackhawks 68. And a little confusion. Only four guys on the court for Owen Withy right now. They get that all figured out. And we're going to take a second here, and we're going to go over our sponsor list. We got Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, Top Design Hair Studio in Winter, Lakewood Cafe in Winter, Winter Cooperative, Dave Cecil Builders of Birchwood, Hungry Run Trucking and Excavating of Winter, Thompson Excavating of Winter, Winter Electric, Biller Realty of Winter, Free Throw is No Good, Biller Realty of Winter, TP Land Services of Winter, J&A Construction of Ojibwa, and the Blink Pig of Winter. And Owen Withy attacks, gets across half court, and the layup is good. It's 70-40, 13:05 to go here. Winter breaks the press. Nice pass, drop down to Colleander, kick back out. And the Finlander has it, Hatamaki. He kicks it out to Colleander. There's the turnover, and Owen Withy. And we see coach in front of us says, slow it down a little, boys. Slow it down. 70-48. I hate those words, Steve, but it makes sense right now. 12:42 to go. Adelstead to Sherwood. Left side, back up top. Owen Withy working the perimeter, making safe passes here. They find it down in the low back. Block, kick it out. They're passing up some open shots here. Winter really wants them to shoot the ball. They're forcing pressure on every pass. And here's a three-point shot goes up, and Owen Withy, my goodness, makes some pace, 73-40. Winter breaks the press. Attacking the basket to the corner. Colleander, three-pointer, off the rim, no good, rebounded by Hankey. Adelstead going to push it up left side. No, up the middle. He's trapped by Winter. Owen Withy, they're patient. They understand they have 10 seconds.
Excellent job. Very composed.
Very composed. That's the impressive part about this team. And that's what you get when you get a group full of seniors and juniors. They've been in this position before. They just came off a close game against Rib Lake the other night in Prentice. And going to be a foul on Carter Pettit.
I want to go back. They had a press break here. Owen Withy did one dribble on that to go the full court. That just showed how well coached they are. They don't put the ball on the deck until it was a layup.
Yeah, absolutely. Kingston Frey checking in for the Warriors. And guarding up top is Altamaki. And heavy pressure on the ball, off the ball. And Owen Withy, here's an open shot from Alstad is no good. Rebounded by the Warriors. 11:26 to go. Grell has it taken away by Hankey. Hankey throws it down. Oh, my God. 11:19 to go. It's 75-40. Hankey throws down the big dunk. And Carter Pettit with the ball up top to Hultamaki. He's going to shoot a deep three. Bounces off the back rim. Love that he had the guts to shoot that one. Hey, Winter's a fun basketball town.
They sure are.
Or a fun basketball team. I think the whole town is here, Steve. I don't know what the population is, but there's a few more here than there is in that town. 11:01 to go, 75-40. Gruel takes it out, gets it to up top to Benorski. Benorski back to Gruel. Gruel from the elbow out to Pettit. Pettit, I got to start. No, that's Frey. Frey, Bednorski to Hultamaki to the other Pettit. Pettit, he's going to drive in. Backs up from the elbow. Nice pull-up between the legs. It's no good. Rebounded by Owen Withy. Sherwood gets it ahead to Hattelstead. And he's a good lengthy guard having out at the top. I love having tall guards out at the top against a solid half-court pressure, able to use their length, get over the top. And Owen Whitney working the perimeter, working the ball, running time off the clock. It's 75-40 with 10 minutes, 10 seconds to go here in this ball game, and going to get a foul here. That one on Kingston Frey. Kingston Frey, maybe that's what it, people hollering at me back in Winter right now. I'm doing my best back home, guys. I am doing my best. All right, Owen Withy. And I'm getting excited for Owen Withy, guys, but I'm cheering for you, Winter. You'd be really happy with how they're playing. Altamaki gets called for another foul. And with all the contact in the hole, there was a lot of scrapping in the first three quarters of this game. Calling a couple fouls here right now. And see down by the basket, number 54, we remember a lot of that. As he gets physical, he gets away with it a little bit. All right.
Good size.
Yeah, Owen Whippy working the perimeter. Guarded by Pettit. Pettit's got a lot of length up there. Yep. Some good handling by Halstead. And Owen Whippy with the ball. Up top. Team looks like seniors out there playing. Everyone's so poised, so confident with the ball with Owen Whippy. Winter playing real well. Winter, there's no lack of effort and energy here by the Warriors at all. They're down right now 75-40, 9:21 to go. This is a closer ball game if they play a half-court style here. They rolled the dice, taking the chance here to play their style. This is how they ride. This is how they're going to die. And still going on right now, but Owen Withy not going to give them opportunities to score the rest of this ball game. 9 minutes to go. A steal by Gruel. No, Winter, or Owen Withy comes away with it. But Owen Withy catches a break. They make you pay. And Shorewood gets the basket. And Winter across half court. Here's Penn. A lot of good ball handlers here for Winter. Everyone that touches it seems like a point guard. Gruel comes with it by the basket. Side getting a call for a foul. It's no call. And Owen Withy setting things up again. 8:30 to go in the ball game. 77-40. This pace so fast. It's hard to get a breath in here, Steve. Sherwood works it left side. We're going to have to take these little mini breaks when Owen Withy got it, right? And they kick it right side. Sherwood dribbles it in, kicks back out. Back to the three-point line. Owen Withy has it. Now it's pushed out deep by half court. Spreading things out, staying wide. Coach, you keep seeing head coach for Owen Withy saying, stay wide, stay wide. Keeping the spacing. Owen Withy just a clinic out here passing the ball right now.
I know, too.
The most frustrating thing there is in basketball is watching this, not watching your team be able to play basketball right now. If it was a loggers game, I'd be screaming boring. I'm not going to do it. 7:40 to go. Three-point shot goes up, and my goodness, Owen Withy hits it. It's 80-40, 7:34 to go in this ball game. There's a timeout on the court. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
Take the hometown approach with TP Land Services in Winter, Wisconsin. Trust Terry and his reliable equipment for your mulching, trail building, and fall food plot needs. Think of TP Land Services for your tree removal and stump grinding needs, too. Terry's all about meeting rigid requirements with a flexible approach. Call TP Land Services at 715-492-1102 to get a jump on that spring trail or fall food plot today. Terry and the team would like to issue a congratulations to the Winter Warriors on an excellent season. Go Warriors from TP Land Services in Winter, Wisconsin.
There are over 20 studies that support the benefits of low-fat chocolate milk as a recovery beverage. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right 3-to-1 mix of carbs and protein scientifically shown to help refuel and restore muscles. Pro athletes have been relying on chocolate milk for years because they have seen the benefits in their own performance and recommend drinking milk to others. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Hey, we're back here. Jeff Aiken and along with Steve Peters. 7:34 to go in this sectional semifinal matchup. It's 80-40 right now. Owen Withy, Blackhawks, leading the Winter Warriors in one of the more entertaining games we've seen all season long here. The pace has been absolutely incredible. Owen Withy just has this composure about him. They're able to handle everything Winter is throwing at them.
If you're just reading the internet and seeing what these teams do, did not expect to see an 80-point outburst here by Owen Withy.
No, not at all. I mean, I don't think they're going to score 100. And here's a three-point shot up and good for Podnorski. The Warriors not backing down at all. Keep attacking. If full-court press still on, rolling the dice with it and causing the turnover, letting it go is Gruel. It's going to be Warriors basketball.
Podnorski now up to 11 with that three-pointer. That is his third shot, third three-pointer of the game.